علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Islam, based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently going through the 16th sermon, which is quite a lengthy sermon, but there are certain important parts that are important for our discussion and which will be a source of guidance in trying to understand the different aspects of Islamic governance. One of the sections that is important, one of those aspects that are important, is that program, that governance program that a leader has in mind. And Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon kind of sheds light on this aspect of the governance. He sheds light on this aspect of the governance, but of course he starts with a very firm and clear statement, a very serious statement, to show his complete, you can say, dedication towards the words that he's going to say, by saying that ذِمَّتِي بِمَا أَقُولُ رَهِينَةٌ وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٌ, basically trying to say that, look, the words that I'm going to say, I'm going to say them with full responsibility, and I'm going to make sure that I will execute the statements that I'm saying, and I'm making sure that the statements that I've said are true and correct. This is the power of a leader when he starts off, meaning that they are no jokes, the purpose is clear, that purpose has to be achieved. Then he goes on to say that إِنَّ مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ عَمَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَثُلَاتِ حَجَزَتْهُ التَّقْوَى عَنْ تَقَحُمِ الشُّبَهَاتِ. Then he's telling the people that, look, those who have learnt the lessons from what has happened in the past, what has been happening in the society, they will achieve a certain awareness, certain, you know, insight that will stop them from entering into areas that are confusing and doubtful.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the governance program that Imam Ali alayhi salam had in mind for his government. And we came across this statement where Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to talk about taking lessons. إِنَّ مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ عَمَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَثُلَاتِ حَجَزَتْهُ التَّقْوَى أَنْ تَقَحُمِ الشُّبَهَاتِ. He's saying those for whom lessons are clear regarding the events that have taken place in the past, such a person will achieve a level of insight, a level of awareness, a level of safeguarding himself that will stop him from entering into areas of doubt and confusion. In other words, Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that the past events that have happened in history, these are like a mirror through which you see the present events that are happening in your life. You keep the mirror of the past events, the lessons that you have learned from the past, and use those things to see the present and the future. This is a very beautiful thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us. The lessons are of the past, but when you pay attention to those lessons and you reflect them in the present scenario, and you struggle to kind of analyze those lessons, those events in present circumstances, then those things, those events and those lessons that were of the past, now they become of the present. And they become a reflection of the reality of the world that exists today. And it gives you a clear picture, a very precise understanding of the events that are happening in your time. And this is because there is something very important in history. There is something very important about the life of this world, about the universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and that is the presence of some absolute laws that govern the universe, and those laws that also govern the events and the activities of the society. These are some things that we can consider and try to pay attention to.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. So we were discussing about those specific, laws, general principles that exist in the society. If you look at the Quran is very clear about this, that all those events that have happened in the past and the events that continuously occur throughout history, these are all under the influence of certain rules and regulations and certain principles that exist in the universe. And these are principles that are the absolute, they are throughout the whole world and throughout time and space. And they do not change. Just like in the universe, there are so many laws that are unchangeable. Okay, just like how certain times become cold, certain times become warm. These laws are so precise that you can even predict, for example, a certain weather because of understanding those principles and laws. This shows that there are some kind of constant laws and rules that exist in this universe, in the world that we live in. Similarly, we have the social world, we have the community, the realm of the community, the realm of the social interactions and the world whereby people live, the life of the people, the world of people's life. This world where people live and their lifestyle and the interactions in the society, these also are governed by these principles. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. This is a clear verse of the Quran that say that these general principles will never change. You will see that they occur and occur once again. Just like when you look at those general principles that govern the material aspect of the universe, you can analyze a new event based on those principles, a new phenomenon based on those principles. Similarly, in the social arena, you can analyze new phenomenon in the society based on the on those principles that you have been able to extract by analyzing the societies of the past. This is a very important and integral part of the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized and which Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to make us realize. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to understand the depths of what occurs in the world. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
Muhammadun
زمن ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه